AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Stocks are edging lower on this final trading day of the year, but 2023 will still close out with surprisingly strong gains. Our Damian Troisi reports.
Major indexes are little changed and all headed for weekly gains in what has been quiet trading over a holiday-shortened week. The benchmark S&P 500 index is sitting just below its all-time high. It is up 24.6% for the year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average hit another record Thursday and is up more than 13% in 2023. The NASDAQ is up 44% for the year, driven by gains in big technology companies.
It's been a deadly day for Ukraine. After a fierce Russian barrage of missiles and drones, more than two dozen civilians have been killed. Now that two states are barring former President Donald Trump from appearing on the ballot next year because of alleged insurrection over the 2020 results, it appears the U.S. Supreme Court will decide the issue after Trump files his appeals. The AP's Nicholas Riccardi.
The nation's highest court's never ruled before on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, two-sentence clause that was used only a few times about 150 years ago to keep former Confederates out of government.
The Republican governor of Ohio's vetoed a bill that would have banned gender-affirming care for transgender youth and barred transgender athletes from participating in women's and girls' sports. It's not clear if the GOP-controlled legislature will try to override that veto. In Colorado Springs, the search is on for a missing woman suspected of killing two of her three children. Our Donna Warder reports.
Police say on December 19th, they answered a burglary call in Colorado Springs and found the bodies of a 9-year-old girl and 7-year-old boy. An 11-year-old girl was found injured, along with 35-year-old Kimberly Singler.
This is AP News. The Cleveland Browns have made it into the postseason with a win over the Jets.
The Browns clinched only their third playoff spot since rejoining the NFL 25 seasons ago by outscoring the Jets 37-20. Joe Flacco, continuing his storybook comeback, threw for 309 yards, 296 in the first half, and three touchdowns to put Cleveland in the postseason with its fourth straight victory.
We just seemed to have some room out there. You know, we were moving in the line of scrimmage, I felt like, a little bit when we handed the ball off. And in the passing game, there was some space out there, and guys made good plays when they got the ball in his hands.
The Browns scored 34 of their points in the first half, with Flacco tossing two TD passes to Jerome Ford and another to ex-Jet Elijah Moore. I'm Tom Merriam.
An avalanche at a French ski resort has swept two British skiers to their deaths. The pair is reportedly a 54-year-old mother and her 22-year-old son. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.